Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Jamil, who is the Carbon County Chamber Office Coordinator. The exciting thing is that in a time when it seems like business is heading south in our area, in fact, the number of chamber members is increasing. Thank you, Jamil, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dylan, for having me.
You've been busy, I understand, with ribbon cuttings now in the past and coming up. Tell us about that.
Oh, goodness. We have 1 to 2 ribbon cuttings almost every day this week. Includes the billboard, the digital billboard ribbon cuttings for your business advertising to Jesse Sloan Plumbing, the East Carbon Dental. They are getting official with their ribbon cutting out in East Carbon with the Carbon Medical Clinic. And then we have the Art Center ribbon cutting this Friday as well.
Wow,
pretty exciting this week.
That's a varied type of businesses. What other things do you have going? A business after hours? Are you still working on that?
We are definitely offering that out to all businesses, and we want to ask for our community's help in letting us know what businesses they'd like to take a peek in behind their closed doors and what they'd like to learn more about. That's what our business after hours is about. And businesses, if you would like to open your doors and if you acknowledge that people would like to know more about you, or if you'd like to express what exactly you do more for the community to help your revenue, absolutely. Give the chamber a call and we'll give you the right information to get going with that.
Okay, so they give you a call and say, I want to do a business after hours?
Yep. And then we have some packages to best direct them and what exactly they want, and come into the office and we can have a little chit-chat.
Now, you're in the midst of your membership drive right now, and there's some competition with the board members. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is just a little friendly competition with our board members. My assistant and I, Desiree and myself, we thought it would be a good idea I'm a little competitive at heart, so, and as I know, these board members are as well. And not to be knocking down the chamber members' door or chamber members' doors or all these business members, but we would like to help inform them and educate them the importance that network marketing and with other businesses, how it can actually improve their business, especially everything that our community has been going through.
Okay, give me a little bit more example on how your efforts can improve businesses.
As we know, we've had some recent retail stores closing. Well, there's also been a lot of ribbon cuttings, like we've expressed. We have a lot of businesses coming in. And day and age, sometimes the negative kind of oversees the positive. And that's what we would really like to highlight, is all the good things that are coming into Carbon County. And with that being said, a lot of these businesses are happy to share their success and what has been going on, what has helped them move forward in their businesses. And really, it comes down to educating what's been working. And we all know online shopping is the hype right now. And having a storefront is important because a lot of people understand the importance of having something in hand and being able to make that decision. And so they're incorporating a lot of online shopping as well. But with that being said, it is definitely a game changer.
We'll pause here and remind our listeners that we are talking with Jamil, who is the Carbon County Chamber Office Coordinator, about the chamber and the many successes that they're having despite difficult economic times in our area. Now, Jamil, you were saying about that some of the local stores are changing a little bit or trying out new things to sell new products and whatnot.
Well, as far as new products, I'm not quite aware of that. However, with the online shopping that is the hype, they're really trying to educate themselves on how to better their business and fulfill their clientele's needs and how their clients are shopping. And that is one good things that the chamber has acknowledged with the heads that we have that are leading us and willing to help educate others with how we want. We definitely want our businesses to stand. That's what runs our community. That's what helps us stay alive, supporting our local businesses in every way possible. Businesses don't want to get left in the dust with what the innovation's going. We're definitely willing to help in every way we can.
So how do you do that? What kinds of support or meetings or whatever does the chamber offer to bring this information to the businesses?
Well, we do have something that we call the Think Tank, and this is something that Ryan Murray kind of headways. He likes to put these together ever so often when we have the people that are wanting to get educated, and the topics vary. Sometimes it's learning how to utilize the internet. Sometimes it's a little bit more networking. Really, it could vary in all different directions.
They coordinate through you to Ryan to bring about these think tanks.
Yep, you just will advertise these think tanks and wherever the meetings will be held, and we'll get you on our email list if you'd like to get on that. Call the chamber anytime, and well, 10 to 3 Monday through Friday, and we'll be able to help guide you in whatever kind of educating you need. Ryan Murray, he's also with the SBDC, the Small Business Center at USU Eastern, and so he has a lot of knowledge in being to help as well as a lot of our other board members. They're definitely educated in doing so.
How often does the chamber meet?
Well, we have our monthly meetings, our board meetings, which we deliberate all sorts of discussions, and that's always the third Thursday of every month. The community is always invited. That is, it begins at 9 a.m. and is held here at the chamber office. And that's 81 North, 200 East.
Are there other meetings, chamber members generally, that you hold?
Well, the chamber board meeting is the general one that is held actually every single month. It's on the money. Other meetings, they get put together if there's something special. If the community is involved and invited, I let everybody know.
Will you let our listeners know? How do we get in touch with you and, talk about joining, how much it costs to join the chamber and things like that? What's your phone number?
Our phone number is 637-2788, area code 435. And then also, if you have any questions and you like to contact via email, our email is cccc, there's 4 C's, at carboncountychamber.net.
Well, thank you, Jamil, for talking with us about the chamber and what you do and the benefit of having chamber membership. Thank you for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
I'm honored. Thank you, DeLynn. Have a great day.